West West, y'all.
Here's Ola. Oh, he's away from one, away from another. Look at this!
But what about Jerome Luai? I know we got into Jerome Luai. Is he back at the Panthers? Is he considered someone that's unwanted? He's obviously trying to command $1 million. Cleary's come out saying that, you know, he can do whatever he wants. He's a good player. But is that a bit of a, you know, an indicator that, you know, your worth, hey? I know my worth.
So I said Jerome came out with a reply.
That's it, bro. He put some juicy content up, eh? And I don't know if this is a true quote or not, but if it is, I think it's quite civil, fucking Cleary, to talk like that. Like, if I pull it up, bro, we made it pretty clear what we can afford. There's always things you can do, maybe you can't do. I want to make it really clear that we want him to stay. I'm pretty sure he wants to stay, but yeah, money talks, so we'll see. That's not exactly. I saw another quote which is a little bit more doing him a little disservice, but. He should look at the writing on the wall, bro. They don't want to pay him nothing near $1 million before this offer, because they were renewing people all over them.
So you guys reckon he's worth $1 million? Is he worth $1 million?
Yep, I do. I think so. If I was a struggling team in the eight that didn't have a half, I think he'll be worth it. I think he showed.
Yeah, he can get $1 million elsewhere. He won't get it at the Panthers, though.
Of course, that's
yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So as much as they want him to stay, he's not gonna be worth that much to the Panthers, because they've got so many other marquee players. He can go to Canary Bulldogs. Yeah. He can go to the Dragons. He'll command that money easy. So yep, it's one thing for him to say know your worth, but I think as an organization, Cleary's sort of stipulating it there. He understands it's a business too. Yeah. As much as they want him to stay, he's a Panther. But at the end of the day, you ain't going to get that money from this club. If you decide to walk, we understand that as well. If you're going to get your money elsewhere.
And it's hard for a young kid, eh? Because I guess he's done a lot. Like, he's got 3 premierships as a...
I think he'll go, man.
As a young NRL player. So you kind of go, well, do I stay here because I'm happy and I love it here?
Some people will say $1,850,000. If that's true, they offered him $850,000. People are like, you know, what's the big deal? $150,000. But over 3 years, that's some serious money that can set up your family, eh?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think
you could always wake up to go to a factory job.
It is hard, though. Like, if you love the area, if you grew up there and that's your home, you know, moving out of the area can be a big deal. And
then take whatever they offer you. But, you know, if he's going to play hard to get, then he's either go take the $1 million somewhere else or wake up and go to a factory job like the rest of us.
Well, I think he just said it there in his Instagram fucking thing. Know
Who
your
do you
worth.
Think he'd best suit?
He's talking about money.
Yeah, you know your worth.
But where's he worth? Where would he go? Where do you think he'd move?
I mean, Bulldogs would be, because he got, you know, Bulldogs are not far away. You got
over to Panthers 2.0.
Do you think they'd have that money?
Doggies.
Well, they've got, you know, Crichton's just gone there. They've got
Critters over there.
What about you, Tons? Would you give that money to Fanua Blake, that $1 million? Would you give it to Luai?
Yeah. If I
partner
could,
up
if we
with Sean Johnson?
He'd be a good fit here. He's out there. He'd probably, yeah, maybe it'd be like Reece Walsh. It'd just be too slow for him here.
To see what, there's a bit of a divided sort of take on him. Like, there's a lot of people sort of, they obviously know the talent that he has. But then other thing is his attitude and whether he comes across too arrogant. You know, how do you separate that from the player, or, you know, trying to win a championship, but then when he has a bit of an attitude. Again, don't know the guy personally, don't know anything about him, his background. But
well, I think that's probably why Webster or Serraldo would be a good fit too. Doggies with Serraldo, because at least he's, you know, he knows what Luai is like. He's worked with him. So there's probably an option there as well, moving there.
But then you got Matt Brennan, bro. They got 2 similar players. I don't know.
But like you said earlier in the year, that's just because he doesn't play 7 doesn't mean he can't.
Yeah, so he'll have to change his game and be the general, be the kicker.
Then you look at the final, right? And their grand final, when they took him off, they were behind. at the time when they took him off. In the 53rd minute, I think he got subbed off. And then that's when the Panthers led up. Yeah,
Cogger came on. And
then they,
Cleary's saying Cogger unlocked him and allowed him to play a natural game.
So you imagine, I think the how much
was on the wall there. Nathan Cleary is already going, oh.
I think a lot of weird-ass things happened in that final.
It was quite an interesting call, though, like that Cleary would say that.
Yeah, I don't think Jerome Loy, he got shut down a lot from the Bulldogs, I mean from the Broncos, up until he was taken off. So that was the reason why they took him off. Is he really, you know, did he play a grand final that he could probably say he contributed to that? Or
yeah,
they needed to make that change. They needed to make the change in order to get some sort of a go forward with Alfin.
In my opinion, what he does for the Doggies, I mean, for the Panthers, the last, his whole career, that's not worth $1 million. Because you can find running 5'8". He's one of those running 5'8" that works with a dominant half in Nathan Cleary. To command over $1 million, you got to change his game. Be that guy he was with for Samoa, which is, he's got to be the number one kicker. And he's got to be the guy leading his team around. But not only that, has to become one of those dudes who can play make and make his outsides look good. Guys like Reynolds, these elite halves who command over $1 million. And I want to mention that Reynolds has put his hand up to get unders. There's a difference between team like Broncos that we'll take unders to keep our youngsters.
So you reckon that's to allow Ezra to get the contract he needs? Ezra's on the market as well?
I think for him, he's a smart cookie, bro. And he knows that got to maximize your time as a young athlete. And he's going to chase the Kupe, bro, as I would too, bro. And but he's got to face reality that the same thing happened to Milford, who's a young,
I
don't say cocky, but young up-and-coming half who got paid on potential, bro, rather than what he really did.
Yeah, that does a lot of pressure, too. Six
that took us to the final. And then all of a sudden, Brisbane are like, oh, this guy, you know, he can take us back. Ever since 2015, he's just become one of these guys that he never really... Because you get this thing, bro, this moniker on you, eh? $1 million now? Okay, show us. Exactly. You're worth it.
Because you look at Sean Johnson, right? 800K, he gets 800K. But the difference between Sean Johnson and Jerome Luai, Jerome Luai's got not only four finals, but three titles.
Yeah.
Eh? So where does that place him on the market above a Sean Johnson?
So it's good for Luai, but he's got that pressure now. So one, he's got to change his game, and two, whichever team he's going to go to, I can't envision a decent team, bro, in the top eight because they're established halves there. So he's going to go to the bottom teams.
What if Bennett? Would Bennett make a play for him for the Dolphins?
I don't think they'll say no to him.
Yeah, because he hasn't really solidified his halves.
Yeah. Who knows, mate? Who knows?
So you got Milford there. If you got one more year on contract, then it plays into his hands. And
what about you, Tons? Fanua Blake?
Fanua Blake? That's a huge announcement.
Do you talk about, is that a thing from the Warriors or what? Is it part of your culture or what? Because you do have a few players that have done that in the past.
Everyone goes Tompkins, through different personal situations, man.
Reece Walsh.
At the Warriors, we have a culture of allowing people to go do what's important.
Culture. Tony, Tana, I drove past on the motorway. There's this massive painting on the side of the motorway that says this is our year. Are they going to change that to 2024? Are they going to take that painting down and then replace it next year?
Just leave it up, bro. There's no year on that for a reason, mate. It just says this is our year. No one needs to know what year. In 100 years, people are going to see that. So he's
been in the shop since John Kewin was in charge. And still it's on there.
Doesn't matter.
Still no time.
Keep repainting it, mate. We'll keep repainting it. I don't know why you've got a problem with it. Just keep your eyes on the motorway, mate. Just drive.
I'm just going to change the players. Because it's got two of us.
We'll just draw a beard on Johnson in a few years, mate. He's going to stick around. So, Lesai, we'll look at your Broncos off contract for 2024. A few guys leaving, not sure where they're off to. Cape, are you thinking of keeping him? Or are you going to let him walk?
That was a good segue with Fanua Blake. Oh, I was up when you finished. Are you happy that he's going?
We can't stop it, mate. Like, I was actually thinking earlier in the week who would be a good pairing for him.
Because let's face it, you guys can't make the starting aim,
prop. But
you lost Curran. Curran could have stayed.
Oh, you get rid of Curran? Plays a very similar game to Jazz, so unless we were going to get rid of Jazz. We couldn't keep both.
Nah, man.
We got Dylan Walker as well. So Dylan Walker's hanging on too. So I think, you know, Walker, those three, very similar game plan.
Is that going to hinder your top eight prospects, bro?
Fanua Blake? Yeah, it's going to make it a lot harder to to have a repeat of this year's season. But that's all right. I mean, a good team, you know, we find a new prop. There's lots on the market. Jesse Bromwich running around. He's off contract as well. So, you know, we're starting to sniff around, mate.
Jesse Bromwich.
Cameron George and the guys will go start doing some homework, figuring out how we can do a deal. We'll go drop Fanua Blake off in Sydney and we'll see if we can pick up Jared Waihuera Hargreaves while we're sniffing around the troops. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's a big impact to the Warriors, but would either of your teams see him as someone you'd chase? Likely to be a million-dollar player.
Not for that money.
Yeah. You think he's going to take unders if he's...
Manly might put in an offer. To try and get lure him back home.
You guys are already paying a million to Turbo and to Cherry.
He's got a bit of a sombrero.
I don't know where your money's coming from.
No, yeah, they just need to offload Josh Schuster and they'll have the money for
him. He just upgraded his contract. Wow. You're going to be paying him for the next few years if you're offloading him, mate.
I'm appalled by Roger's comment. As one of the most inspiring up-and-coming young Polynesian footballers, this guy's just, like, rubbishing him, bro. This is what Manly do, bro. They just destroy careers.
I'm not rubbishing him. It's like he missed the Rugby World Cup to try and prepare himself for the season. And he's still a big international selection. Still,
so you weren't happy with the goods?
So, no, he should just remain a second rower that play ball, not a number six that can play second row.
Yeah, he did. It was a bit bad that he required two preseasons during another preseason during the year to get fit. But yeah, I think trying to label him as a six to start with was Manly's problem.
He's a good skillful player, but he's a skillful second rower.
I'd have him like off the bench, like one of these Fernando Mateo type. Remember back in the days?
Exactly.
Come off the bench. Like
he's a second rower that can play ball. He shouldn't be one with a number six on him.
Like you're one of the real better players in that role was Dave Solomona for the Roosters. The Roosters at their peak in the 2000s, bro. He was mean. He was playing for them and the Eels, and he was could come off the bench, bro.
But you look at Dave Solomona, right? He was a second rower. He could play prop, but then the last man in the scrum. But he could play ball as a forward. But if you exposed him and put him as a number six, then he probably wouldn't be as flashy. He'd be a little bit more exposed. But similar to what they did.
But now he's in a good situation because he can play as a forward, but on 5-8 money. That's why Manly are trying to get rid of him, bro.
I know.
It's all 800K, right? How many games has he played in the last 2 years?
For a guy that struggled to make your starting pack, mate.
Exactly.
It's a lot of over, mate.
So it's a lot of money to be sitting on the bench or not even stripping and just training all year round.
How about the Broncos, mate? You guys shopping around? You losing Flegler? You happy with Martin Tapau?
Yeah, we're just trusting in the fucking nursery, bro. I think it's time for we've lost.
You got big Xavier coming through.
But Fletcher and
Palacio.
Palacio was huge because Palacio, I think, was just starting to play his best football.
He's got good footwork.
Fletcher's like one of the best props in the comp. I think if you're gonna pay Haas over $1 million, then you couldn't get Fletcher. I think Dolphins offered him like fucking 657. And they locked in Carrigan. They locked in Payne Haas.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think we were just surrounded. I think with Ricky and
Ricky's going.
With Ricky there. Ricky and Walters. I think we've got the good Bongaivis there for a good roast. Now we've got these youngsters to show their wares.
Sorry, speaking of youngsters at the Broncos, I mean, I saw someone, I'm not sure if it was an official team, but they put out a Broncos team of the year. And. They got Benna, Dean Mariner in the centre there. I haven't seen him, you know, he hasn't played as many games as I would have liked him to play, but...
Oh, for Team of the Year?
Yeah, no, Broncos Team of the Year. I'm not sure if it was just one of the fans that put it up or whether it's on just a rugby league page, but I saw him in included.
Unless it's team as a centre. Like potential...
Nah, I don't know. Obviously, you don't even have to be a... You don't have to be a Broncos fan to say that if you're picking a team of the year, there's two quality international set of origin centers there, which is grateful because Herbie is a big loss. But I think in Benna and some of the other, we've got some good depth there that they can go for. Benna's got probably, we mentioned him before earlier, he's probably got the first go at it, maybe, because he has been coming.
Slot straight in.
He has been playing, yeah. But he's fast, bro. He's speed.
That's the thing. He's got speed.
Yeah,
out speed.
But it'll be interesting to see how he goes, bro. But that team's got a lot of youngsters coming through. We're going to rely on guys like Xavier Willison. There's a cookie Piakura. I think he's a cookie who Maori from back home. Brendan Piakura, bro. He's the second row, but. Yeah, I think I'm not sure if they're going to offer Kepua an extension on his contract, but I think that's just the right time for him and these youngsters to come through. But we've got our eggs in the basket with our backline. That's where they try and keep them, bro. And it's going to be tough because what's his name comes off contract, the Apoliki, Ezra, and he, bro, after yes. that final. Teams are going to be chasing him, bro. So they said that, what's his name? He's one that's not signed until after 2024.
Is it, man?
So,
yeah. He's only young,
man.
He's really young.
Yeah, he's on peanuts too, bro. So, like, he'll walk into most teams, man. That game he just showed in the grand final, bro, would have been one of the best, greatest individual solo games.
For 60 minutes, you mean? 60 minutes, eh?
Yeah. So the guys that you just named, these are all the guys that are up for grabs. Who do you keep? Capewell, Jock Madden, Ezra Mam, Brendan Piakura, Adam Reynolds, Jordan Ricky, Martin Tabau, and Billy Walters. You need to find enough money to, well, at least Adam Reynolds, Ezra Mam, to keep them around. Past 2024, just so you can lock
I don't
in.
Think Murray Tabau will be in there, man. I think if anyone's first to go, he'll be close to the first.
I think he got signed for another year, so he's already good for another year. I think that'll be his last contract, man.
And he'll go Super League.
But I would definitely hold Reynolds. I'd love to hold him for another 2 years, man. Like, just to give Ezra Mam that luxury.
Yeah, Payne Haas is to 2026.
Yeah. Because as long as Reynolds is still playing, that's our window for even though he had probably the muddest game he had all fucking year.
The last 10 minutes was his to win it, bro.
But Reynolds owes us, man.
But those were all his. Like, I don't know what he was up to. Like that.
And his kickoffs.
That ball to Palacio. Like, I don't know why he didn't just.
Well, flustered, mate. Flustered.
He got us there, right? And like Roger said, we're 60 minutes. We're 60 minutes there. So, as long as you got him, I think we've got enough youngsters. Walsh, all these young guys are. And Mam,
he was missing in their last 20 minutes, or maybe the whole game.
Yeah, and we still got enough of the forwards and Carrigan and Haas to give these guys opportunity. So, man, like that group you said, I'll be looking at getting definitely Mam and Reynolds sewn up. As long as these props are Payne Haas and Carrigan, at least the same time.
That's a little. So Mam is not off contract till 24.
Yeah.
So
he's free to talk now.
So he's going to command quite a bit of dollar after the contract, man.
They've got a lot of maths to do because Walsh is due an upgrade, so he's signed for next.
Yeah, he's got an upgrade.
He's got one command like close to $1 million, man.
Payne Haas has got half the team's budget, so I don't know how they're gonna work with him.
Didn't Nico Hines? Did he sign the 5-year deal?
Who?
Nico Hines.
I'm not sure. I think I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a new deal till 2029. So,
yeah. And just think about you think about a guy like Jason Tomalolo and how he signed it. You know, that contract that he did, 10-year contract, eh?
10 mil for 10 years.
And then it reminds me of the Scottie Pippen, you know, for the Chicago Bulls, where for that time period where he was such a dominant player in his position in the NBA, yet he couldn't capitalize on his player worth because he was locked into that deal.
Well, I was going to say, did they make the news about Waifu Itino and his
tenure? His upgrade. They did a double A, him and David Fifita.
Yeah.
So those were big contracts. What's Tino's 10.2 mil?
Or close to $1 million a year for the next 8-9 years or something like that. That's good. Good on these kids.
There's benefits in that. So at least you're guaranteed a good sum every year. But at the same time, if your player shoots through the roof, you know, a few years after signing. You know, the other players are getting salaries well beyond yours. And
well, the team cap, I think it went up with all of this RPL stuff. So I think it allows for it. So I think they're trying to normalize these bigger budgets now.
What was it sitting at like this at the moment? Like 12 mil or something like that?
Yeah, no, I wasn't sure. I'm not sure, hold on. Yeah, because you think a squad of 12 when you got a couple players on a mil.
I think we're missing one, bro. I think there was another one. Big news come off contract. Or did we already?
There was a lot of house. So, yeah, Luai, Ezra, Adam Reynolds.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere, mate. Okay, nah.
Anyway, Manly's going to be a good team next year. They'll be right up there in the top eight. I mean, they'll be in the final.
They don't have many additions. What makes you say that? So they're gonna play better.
I'm just saying it as a fan and a supporter. Am I allowed to say that? I'm allowed to say that.
That's like, where's your evidence? Because
I need evidence.
These guys got Luke Brooks for unders, so they're happy about that.
Yeah. Oh no, sorry, bro. That's the big news.
Luke Brooks, mate.
Luke Brooks and DCE, bro.
Silly. How dare the Tigers offload him like that, eh?
Are you happy with that?
Use a 4-year promo deal and then...
That's a good buy for Manly, man.
Especially next to DCE, that's awesome. Like, I reckon he'll go really well there.
Exactly. It's going to be like, you know, Reynolds' man.
It could go the other way, and he could bring his West Tigers form and then totally... fast. Unravel.
Faleanga or the Fords as well with his galoy.
Remember, hey guys, this is what we used to do at West, guys. Guys, this is make these plays.
No, mate. Mark my words, mate. Cam, make sure you record this and play this back. The week of the grand final, Roger predicted Manly are going to be the grand final week. All this way up, even before off-season starts, before pre-season starts, before the season even starts, before we even have Christmas. Manly are going to be in the grand final.
We're going to do a podcast next year to preview it. But I'm just going to give you the straight, easy one for Manly. If Turbo's out, then game over, okay? That's the only thing you guys can win a premiership if Wolf Turbo.
No. A team okay without Turbo. You know what? As much, hey, I don't want to plug into the mental health of the guy, but I'm so glad that Harper's gone.
He was responsible for all the mistakes. A lot of mistakes.
I always got nervous. Always got nervous every single time.
NRL career was ruined by Talakai. He'll never live
that one game.
That game down, and then after that, he just never got his confidence back.
It's interesting in rugby league. Like, it can come down to one moment or one game to really just change.
Or the last 22 minutes
perception of someone. Eh? Like Marty Bella. Like, for me, he was the guy that kind of got smash from Harrigan and he played the ball the wrong way. But he was tough, eh? Tough as nails, Queenslander, but I always remember that. He got smashed.
Smashed, he got up and played it the wrong way. Yeah. Hey, man. Manly have had some controversial players. I've had some interesting characters over the years. But I think those characters that we have now are going to take him through to the grand final next year.
So what's going on? Are you going to wrap it with this Dele M team?
Yeah, man. Let's have a look at the Dele M team of the year for this year.
Hey, don't just sweep me to the side. I was just trying to talk about grand final.
You still want to talk about which grand final?
What grand final? No, we're not talking about those.
2024 grand final.
Hey, do some preseason training before you come talking about the end of next year, mate.
I'm talking about the Brazilian show, man. I'm bringing my prediction out. Cam, lock it in.
Okay.
Play this back.
Are you thinking we're going for a four
piece? Have a shot in the dark, Goose.
Who you got, mate?
We're going to do call the finals then. You start.
You don't have to, you know, cave into the pressure that I'm putting you under. You don't have to, man. I'm just saying. Man, are going to be in the grand final.
Oh, wow. That's one of those when Stace at a party goes, it's our year.
Well, we just like, just say our teams. We just say, oh, I really love my team, so my team's going to be in grand final. Is that what we're doing?
That's how much I love my team.
I got no evidence, but I really love my team, so I'm going to say they'd be in the grand final. So I'd be the same then. We got Chanel Harris-Tavita and RTS coming. We're going to win the grand final next year.
Mate, RTS ain't going to do nothing. You reckon he's going to be in the centres, or would you put him back in the fullback, Tom?
It's a long season, mate. We'll just see how the first few games go. The experiment fails after game third round, and then, yeah, we'll just... After the third round, we'll just switch it up.
Is that chance has got...
Behind closed doors, you know, doing some centre training.
Play centre,
Chance, we just need you to run at centre for this... a little bit of contact there, like, oh, no, I'll do fullback. No, Chance, just come have a try at centre, just for this one. Oh, but you told me, oh, no, it's just for training. Don't worry about it, Chance. Hey, he ripped up at centre for the Raiders, so Chance can do centre, so he might be changed out to centre for the Kiwis game. Actually, before we move on to that, the Kiwis-Australia final, you see it going any different this weekend than it did last week?
Kiwis upset, also. Kiwis for the upset.
Kiwis at home.
5-6.
Kiwis upset. I wouldn't be like by a try. Otherwise, it's going to be far more and it's going to be open season for the Kangaroos.
What a ridiculous score, bro. Like, name one moose.
Again, it's, I'm just like throwing all these
absurd.
These Hail Marys out there. Exactly. I have no idea what form these guys are bringing into this game. All I know is just the final, a final leg goal. Leah, the only final I'm worried about is the grand final next year for the NRL. But this game, I know where it's at. Where? I know, $20 tickets down in Kitty Kitty Run.
You guys should be going, man. Honestly, this might be one of the great fucking upsets.
Yeah, it could be a road trip. We'll see. See what happens.
Don't try and talk it up like it's going to be one of the great games. You know it's going to be open season for the Kangaroos, mate. Wow. The Kiwis will win the haka. They'll overexert themselves. They'll eyeball the Kangaroos and then far more.
I hope they don't do that shit again, man, this weekend. No more eyeballing.
Hey, but this time they're going to know. They're going to choreograph their haka to make sure that they start somewhere where they know that when they finish their haka, they'll be right in front of them. So they don't have to do that 20-meter walk.
Well, but if they go past them, we've got to get back. Hold on. All right, let's get to the Dele M team of the year at our fullback.
Yeah, I have no idea. Before you go on to that, son, I had no idea about this Dele M team of the year. I might just shut off now. I could be just sitting here in the corner. I'll just mute myself because you won't hear any comments from me.
This is a professional podcast, mate. Don't come on here unprepared, bro.
Don't come on here, Simon. I came on here and it was a different sport that was being talked about. Okay, I came on here. It's a footy show, as I know, rugby league. And I come on here, someone talking about some tournament that took a place in France. Anyway, carry on.
I'll tell you the players' names and you tell me if you know them or not.
No.
All sports, mate. All sports.
We're just going to have a crack. Hey, because I got the list. This is who it was, who you think it was.
So we'll start with the Dele M fullback of the year, also Dele M player of the year. Surprisingly, Kalen Ponga. Anyone disagree with that?
He's no fucking should have went to Reece Walsh.
Oh, God.
He lit up the year.
He didn't light up the year. He lit up a few moments during some games. Yeah.
This is the leading fucking try score, assist. I don't know. Someone check that, but he's up there. But like, bro, he was part and parcel of why the Broncos finished up with him.
So he came in pretty confident there. I think he said, someone check that. Cam, can you check that, but please?
He didn't play the full year. And he actually got...
Exactly. Kalen Ponga had rubbish first five rounds when they were still experimenting with him. It was because they were experimenting with him in the halves and then he had problems with his head. I'll tell
you, before we start off, what the biggest problem with Dally M is that if you come from a quality team like the Broncos and everyone plays good, you share the points. So Payne Haas was scoring a lot. Kerrigan, you all these guys like Ezra Mann. So
this sounds like a new problem. It doesn't Kalen sound Ponga, like a no, doesn't sound like a Dally M problem, really.
Kalen Ponga,
no one told him that he has to play for the Broncos. He could have stayed at the Warriors and played the same way. But did he win a title for them? Did he take the Warriors to the championship?
Who's your choice? Anyway. Do you agree it should have been Kalen Ponga?
I like the drama. I enjoyed the drama. I enjoyed the drama at the Dally M when they did the points. Pick? I felt sorry for Sean Johnson, but. Still, the man took it on the chin, mate. My Dally M fullback, no, Turbo for sure. You know, Turbo can play. Turbo can play only like half the season, and he'll be the Dally M.
You're right. You should have set out this little chapter, bro. Turbo, he didn't fucking even play like barely 10 games.
Turbo can play injured for like half of the season, and he'll still be considered Dally M. And I'm getting sick of looking at that up the wires poster at the back end.
Let's go on to the wingers then. This was a hard one. I love the call. Dallin Waitene Zalesniak. I don't know. A lot of people would have been pushing for Toto here. But yep. I've got DWZ. I agree with DWZ. Nah.
Shaking if it came to his Zulu and his styles, yep, because he had the best. But come on, bro. I could have finished some of those tries.
Because what was his stats with tries, Tanner? Mm-hmm. He had a good number of tries, didn't he, this year? I agree with that.
Highest scoring warrior, man.
I agree with Osako. I don't agree with Waitene Zalesniak. I thought Cobbo probably had a better year, man.
How many tries did Cobbo score?
He was it doesn't come down to tries, bro. You're the winger, bro. That's your job. You got to finish.
So that's a job. That's what he did. He did his job. He did it in flash way too.
He did his job. But I thought Ponga, Cobbo was a bit stronger bringing the ball up.
I agree with that.
Thought was overlooked as well. Cobbo. I would have had Toto and Cobbo.
I'll go Toto and Zalesniak.
Yeah, D-Dubs did more for the team. Interesting though, again, I guess it comes. So these points are positionally the same thing. Highest in that position
for the wingers and
okay. But really, I had no idea. Yeah. I just thought I'd just say it because Tanner said it.
Yeah. So yeah, I think it's a bit of the same then because the points are spread out. Center, I'm sure you won't have a cry about this one. Center, I agree with both of these, but we'll go with both centers of the year. Herbie Farnworth and Stephen Crichton.
Yeah, they got that one right. I agree with those centers, bro. Two of the best years.
Yep, can't argue. But I would have probably brought Brad Parker. Just steering.
Brad Parker. We'll put Cola there at least.
You know how many times I've seen that guy get fucking bumped off?
Bro? Hey, man, he's a soldier. He's a soldier, mate. You still have me. You still have your ankles, mate.
He said Brad Parker.
He'll be concussed and he's still playing. Because
when he's injured, Harper comes in. On the other wing, you caught it, mate. Jermaine Osako, highest try scorer.
Silly, Tana, can you at least don't cave into the way the Australians pronounce his name? You know his name's Isaako, man. Don't say Isaako. No one matches those two A's together, Isaako. Man.
Jermaine Isaako. Sorry, Jamie Isaako. Any reservations with him being picked there? Mate, he's done an awesome job with the Dolphins. I think one of his best seasons.
Yeah, he was their player of the year too. So, yeah, good on him, bro. I agree with that. I think his kicking was amazing too.
I thought, because he was a Bulldog. I mean, not a Bulldog, Bronco, eh?
Yeah, to start.
I was thinking, geez, that's a big call for him to, you know, leave the Broncos and go there. But I think they helped steady the ship for the Broncos being a new team. And he was a big part of it.
Nah, definitely a good year for him, bro. He come back from being a bit on the alto at the Broncos. And I think he had a year at the Titans too. So, Milo, love our Jermaine.
Yeah, he did a lot for you guys too when all those troublesome years, because he filled in at fullback.
Bro, he had some solid years since he debuted with us. I think it was just his form did drop, but there was a lot of competition, bro, up here. But he's definitely gone back to where he was. He used to be, bro, mean finisher.
Another Bronco getting in there at the number six, Dally M, Ezra Mam.
And just sort of, that just justified his position that with their final that he had, that 60 minutes that he had, three tries.
Just I think he scored 18 tries for the year, man. Man, right up there.
Deceptively fast, eh? He doesn't look like he's moving that quick, but
he's pretty
quick. Off the mark, man. And he's really good at backing up, supporting people who make breaks.
Mm-hmm.
We've scored a lot of his tries, bro. So, I agree with that one.
Yeah. He had a real good season. Number seven, pipping it was Sean Johnson. Sean Johnson in there at number seven. Dally M points. Yeah, robbed of Dally M of player of the year as well. I think he was a most consistent player. Like you were saying, it's a bit unfair the system. He kind of shone for the Warriors pretty much every game. Pretty much played most games of the season.
I wouldn't say every game. There were some games that he was really good. But in some games, especially when they were close losses or they weren't that convincing, he just wasn't able to step up and take control of those games. So when things were going well, obviously when he was taking a drop goal or when he was taking command, but some of those losses when he went missing, I just, just didn't think.
I don't know what games you're referring to.
Well, we can take you back one by one.
He's very generalizing. He's generalizing,
Okay, I'm generalizing again.
What was your
game? But there were games, man. There were games.
Maybe Johnson a few years ago.
He's only there when they celebrate. Only when they win, he's in the forefront of the camera. But when they go, they lost, and then he goes missing. Straight into the sheds.
He stood up.
And I remember it. Before that, there's a game, before the preliminary final, I think they jinxed him. They said that regardless of whether they win or lose after that game against when they got to that preliminary final, they beat the Knights. They said that he was legendary status. That's what they're saying. He was legendary status regardless of result next week.
Did he sit out the last game of the year, Tons? Or I think
the second to last.
Second to last.
So I think yeah.
See, that could have been crucial too. Played. I think if you judge his body of work over the year, unlucky to miss out, because I would have had him as Dally M not only seven but as the actual Dally M player of the year. I think if you follow the rules and how it goes with the games, Caelan Powell was deserving, because you can play, say you play 20 games in the season, and you only play 10, but for 10 of them, you get maximum points in every game. If that ends up being the most points in the whole comp, then you're deserving, And I think that's where it kind of aids Caelan Ponga, because he's the center of attack for the Knights. When they win, he's the reason why they win. Whereas maybe some of these Warriors games during the year, maybe Johnson, we got used to him, still doing his numbers, maybe not a try assists and good kicking game, but maybe in that game, Fanua Blake ran 260 meters, and there's a lot of Warriors players who scored as well, man. Like that nine, I thought he was unlucky to make hooker. I thought he had a good year, your hooker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I really was impressed by.
But that's my view. I would have picked him as the Dalian of the year, but I just thought Warriors probably got a few more players that could steal points. Because that's two people that vote, 3-2-1 point. So there's always going to be holes in that, man. But I don't want to take it away from Caleb Ponga. According to the rules, he's earned it.
The point system, because I thought it was one round where someone can get 5 points.
So, like, the last five rounds, it goes behind closed doors.
Yeah.
So no one knows. It's always the same points happening after.
But this year they started with a two-man system, whereas before I think there was just one person that voted different games. But now they have the vote of two people on every game.
Across all games, okay.
So that should open it up. It should make it a bit more fairer to have two people there.
Mm-hmm. But I think it kind of works out the mess when you look at it, because there's like several Warriors and the whole Dele Alli team, but there's only Ponga by himself from the Knights.
Yeah.
That's probably where you can see how the points ended up not being shared amongst other players. Moving to the forwards, your props of the year, both been mentioned. Payne Haas, similar to your write-up, mate. Payne Haas right up there, and Aiden Fanua-Blake. Man, huge loss for the Warriors. Dalian M, prop of the year, walking out the door.
And I don't disagree with either of those choices. They're two standout props. There's a lot of props that really played really well this season, but I guess Payne Haas hands down probably the superior prop of the competition. Yeah. But then Aiden Fanua-Blake, his meters speak volumes as to why he's probably up there as well. But I hope that it is on compassionate grounds that he is moving. It'd be really unfortunate and sad to hear anything come out any different if, after being Dalian M, coming close with the team, being the captain.
Thing or something, or
yeah,
something.
And then having to leave under a bit of a cloud. But hopefully. All the best to him.
Well, yeah, I think Si was saying maybe it's family stuff.
That's what I heard too.
Nephews as well, so maybe he's just going to support him, make sure he's all right.
That'd be a hard person to... But then they've got some good props up there, and it just means more game time for someone else, unless they get someone in as well. But, they've got the likes of Bunty R4, but just those meters that Aiden Fanua-Blake is able to...
Yeah, just his late footwork and just getting getting over the advantage line, the way he lands, like a panther, like, always on his hands, and, he's able to get that quick play for a big guy too. Not many players with that kind of footwork at that size.
Yeah.
That's kind of one thing I always put above him, above Payne Haas, that Payne doesn't really have at the moment. It's just that that ball playing that Fanua has, just soft hands again for a big boy.
Well, bro, it's weird. I think these two are lucky because of their meter eating, but I would put Fisher-Harris as my number one.
I guess that's the thing, because that's not his game plan.
He doesn't get the fucking points because we don't see that. Get
the 200 meters every
game. Yeah, we don't see his worth in the stats, bro. But when you watch the game and you see him on defense, surely, man, he gives teams nothing, man. And he makes them hard.
I guess just that dominance, presence on the line.
So it's different.
Maybe he doesn't get the contact because they run away from him too, just because he's up there.
But, these two definitely top 3, top 4, Haas and Fanua-Blake. It's no fault of Fisher-Harris. I just think his style doesn't. Plus, in that Panthers team, there's plenty of boys that make those points as well. So,
similar to Manly.
Also,
just a lot of superstars that take the points away from other players.
They probably none of these players featured in most of these games, bro, in points.
Anyway, carry on. Next position, Tanner.
In at hooker, Harry Grant. He's had a mixed year. I don't know,
maybe
because Melbourne hasn't really fired.
I like his feistiness.
Hasn't fired, even though they came third. So that's
he likes to start fights and he can't finish them. But yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, it's not even a star. That's the thing. Like, when he tries to play Malor like that, I don't know. He's just a classy player. He doesn't need to bring that.
That's it for Queensland, too.
I think for...
probably the one thing why I like him.
For better... If I have to pick a 9. I still think Wefoy Skamario, he's gone to the Tigers now. He used to play for the Fiki.
Kuriso.
Oh, Api. Yeah.
Kuriso. I still think he's the best 9 skill-wise.
Yeah.
But he probably didn't have a good year because of his team. But who had a better year, I'll probably give it to the Warriors hooker, Tans.
Wade, Egan. Just consistent and what he did for the team. I guess Harry was good, but he still got Munster and everyone else to help run that team.
Yeah, I thought Egan had a better year than Harry Grant. Harry Grant was bots in the finals.
Yeah, and Egan kind of, it's just like didn't really get much praise. Like all the work, was kind of going towards Johnson, everyone else.
Yeah,
he was consistent throughout the whole
underrated,
year.
Underrated.
That's probably why he wasn't getting any points is because you got, the winger getting the, Selesniak getting the points
as well. Flashy, and Blake making the massive yards. Yeah, even though he was pulling off huge tackles. Talking about huge tackles, Liam Martin in it there at 11.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Record work rate.
Easy.
Origin as well, man.
Easy, one of the best. I like watching him play, bro. He's one of those ones that...
I can't stand him for Origin, but he's just...
This is your offer, because he's lippy. He's a bit lippy, but he backs it up. But, he's just so strong.
Doesn't look like the biggest guy either, eh? He's just fit. Around and makes his tackles, gets knocked out if he needs to get knocked out, but puts his body on the line.
Someone like Karen Murray, just real.
He's definitely one that Origin time you kind of like look out for, right? Because he can break the line and he's a mean tackler. So
It's good that a guy like that gets mentioned because you look at the other players that are around there that will probably eat up a lot of those points for Dali and me.
Yeah,
flashy guys with
Martin's definitely not flash. He's just hard up the middle.
Old school footy player, just run it straight and just tackle hard. Make his tackles every time. This one was questionable, but I think he's had one of his better seasons. David Fifita at number 12.
I thought the first half of the year,
he's been good.
Olukwatu was playing some good footy the first half of the year, but he fell off pretty bad. Yeah, bro, I'd agree with that, man. There's not too much else that stands out. And
who's the Sharks player you were saying, Tuns?
Nikora.
Nikora.
He would have been unlucky. He's good, eh?
Yeah, I like him.
Even that guy for the Warriors as well that scored that try against...
Niukore.
Yeah.
Niukore or...
Niukore. Yeah, Murata.
I reckon he was pretty good too. And what is Tino?
He plays prop.
He's prop now.
Yeah. But I mean, Fifita, he had a solid. He wasn't. He had a tough year. Like, he wasn't his usual Fifita, like running big meters. But I thought he played some tough games.
Good defensive year. Yeah. I think he needed to just do defense this year, and that's what he did. Like, a lot of work on D. That Origin, just seeing him, he didn't make the huge runs, but
he was the work he did safe, man. That yeah, was,
yeah, yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, cool. And rounding it out, we ummed and ahed about 13, but it went down to your man Patrick Carrigan. That was a big call there at 13.
Well, I think I did go for him, but. When you look back on the quality of the year, Tor Harris was unlucky because he probably shows a bit more on 13 than both Yeo and Carrigan. Carrigan definitely tough, and his work rate puts him up there. But Tor Harris kind of like I would have had him as the 13 to be honest.
Yeah,
there's a difference in his ball playing.
I think that And just the way he can take it to the line, just change up the pace.
Yeah.
Either go out the back or just take it himself. But interesting, the way the points work, but I'm surprised there's no Panthers anywhere in this.
Hey, really? Nah, Martin.
Yeah, I don't know Critter. Just Critter.
Martin and Critter.
Liam Martin.
Oh, yeah, Liam Martin and Critter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe...
So not too many, maybe two or three disputable ones, Ailes.
But it's a pretty even team that you wouldn't be, you'd actually be happy with that team. Nice. Seki boys, before we finish up, let's just go have a look, a quick preview or thoughts on who do you think the biggest winners and losers are for next year based on some of the player movements that are happening, potential losses. We'll start with your teams. Rog, you guys, Luke Brooks coming in. You've already made your prediction that you guys will make a grand final. Yep. Other than the Manly, who are you kind of excited to look at next year? Some big changes happening?
Just Manly.
It cares about who you're playing in the final, mate, as long as you're there.
Just look forward to the game that's at Mount Smart Stadium. When the Warriors play Manly, that's the only time I get to see them. But until I go over to for the grand final, so.
You got an update on Tommy? Is he back? Is he training? What's the story?
No, I'll just wait till the beginning of next year. I'll just let the boys enjoy this side of Christmas as they roll into
our season. I read he was linked with the Bulldogs.
No, mate, don't listen to all the hearsay, mate, with the media and all the fake news. Next year,
people. This goes to an off season, eh?
And this is when we get the ball rolling, mate. Enjoy the summer, boys. Enjoy the sun, and we'll see you at the beach.
Yeah, nice, mate. So, any outside of your Broncos, mate, who you think is the biggest winners and losers for next year? Are you looking forward to?
I hate to say it, but Manly look like they've strengthened their halves. So depending on Scumma or Tommy, it's always going to be a threat. Warriors, bro, we had the breaking news today, so they're definitely a weakened team without Adam Fanua Blake. Also, it'll be interesting to see what they can replace him with. Apart from that, I don't know, bro. I'm kind of half wishing Tigers can come back and roll with the big dogs again. Eh? It's been a while.
It'd be good to see them.
You look at that team, bro. It's still a solid team, bro. So maybe they get that formula right with the young kids and having these experienced NRL players coming in, because they're still a decent team. But that one's on a hope, bro. I'm hope West Tigers can. And for Isaiah's sake, or Doggies, hopefully they can just. Not at the bottom, but just come up and win a few more
2.0,
games.
Mate, they're looking all right.
It's for my also up there. But apart from that, I'm like, Rog, hopefully everyone enjoys the off-season and we don't have these busiki off-season stories about domestic violence and shit,
Exactly.
Any
Ezra and Payne having any fights. Rog, you got any insights on these Whangu brothers that gone over to West Tigers from Manly?
No, is that the one where their brother was inside, eh?
Yeah,
I don't know too much. It's unfortunate that, these guys, I believe a lot in the younger grades than the guys that are coming through the ranks, but it's a massive loss. But I know there'll be other young kids biting at the bit to try and get some sort of involvement, get a contract or even a development contract playing in that New South Wales Cup. There's always a good stepping stone to the first grade. So, but no, I don't know too much about the Whainu brothers going through. But it'll be a big loss. But I can understand probably they're going to seek an opportunity, get some first grade experience. So, got to go elsewhere.
Nice, boys. Yeah. I guess I'm looking forward to some announcements and looking at some good props over the next few weeks. For the Warriors, but we'll get into predictions next time we catch up. Any final thoughts, boys?
Just good luck to the Black Caps, good luck to the Kiwis, and Broncos 2025. Let's go.
2025.
Giving up on next year.
We're
not even going to
back it up.
Trying to
make the final.
Some reception issues next year.
Lose the final and then no hope for the whole season. No, all right. Hey, I'd like to apologise to those listeners. for my lack of expertise on this show. I just come in just for a little bit of better, catch up with all sorts. But
you say that on the other one too?
No, just this one. Just this one.
Gina made it exactly the same on the other one.
Yeah, a little bit of ribbing and a little bit
he
of
just banter. Wants to come here and do a Joey. Just come
all
and
I know is Manly are going to be in yet another grand final that you won. The last one they won was 2011. Seagulls.
Yes, that's when I had this monkey come to my house. All right, thanks everyone for tuning in. Thanks, Usos, for joining us. Tune in, go check us out, wizwiznet.com. You'll be able to find all our other podcasts. Check out the articles from Salman Armani, and we'll see what Roger puts out next week. Cheers, guys.
Take care, side down tunnel.
After us. After APs. Sure, boys. Ah.